Now, the Czech Republic saw its unemployment rate jump to 7.4% in February, a continued rise which surpassed grim forecasts from a month ago by 0.6%. Some 430,000 people in the country are now out of work, and the number is expected to rise further as the recession deepens. A little earlier, I spoke to the head economist for UniCredit Bank, Pavel Sobíšek, who summed up the situation.
It is logical that unemployment is growing at a situation when the economy has slowed down significantly. But what was surprising at the last figure was the pace of increase in the unemployment. Previously, the Czech economy was able to reduce unemployment significantly. The situation lasted without any break between 2004 and the middle of 2008. But now it seems that we are just at the beginning of a significant increase in unemployment. As is typical for this wave of unemployment, mostly unskilled workers are losing their jobs. And on top of that, given the fact that there are more than 250,000 guest workers working in the Czech Republic, those are the first who are losing their jobs. This may paradoxically ease the situation of Czech people a bit, but the situation is difficult and will remain difficult for the months to come.
Now, what factors have been the most negative leading firms in the Czech Republic to slash jobs?
The structure of the Czech economy looks rather unfavorable given the global slump in industrial production. The Czech economy is oriented on manufacturing. Value added in manufacturing is actually the highest in proportion to the economy size among all EU countries. So if manufacturing is not doing well, Czech economy and the Czech labor market is disproportionately hit.
And the new numbers which were released concerning the drop in exports and euro demand, for example, that would have a significant impact.
Exactly. We are just fearing the impact. And obviously, it takes a while before companies adjust to the new situation. They have started to lose their contracts in the last quarter of 2008. And now they have started to cut jobs. We will probably see several months more of significant reduction in employment. Reaching the unemployment rate of 8% is more or less certain. I would also tend to believe that we may hit 9% at the end of this year, but we may still hope this will not materialize.
That was the head economist for UniCredit Bank, Pavel Sobíšek.